We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control. We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control.
Jack Blood. 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 Jack
Blood. I'll be back.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control. Watch this or get fat and stupid.
They say if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish... then he's going to get a fishing license, but he doesn't have any money. So he's going to get a job, and he has to get into the Social Security system and pay taxes.
It's a big club. You ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in the media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy.
Cue announcer. And starring the mad prophet of the airways.
Vinny has it bored off. I know. Thank you, finally, for letting me go. Trying to restart the second hour of the recording, and people call you on Skype, and it just takes over your entire system. I'm giving up this show. This will be my last show, and tomorrow I'm going out. I'm getting a wooden soapbox and a rolled-up newspaper, and I'll be yelling through that rolled-up newspaper to the people on the streets out there. God, those were the days, weren't they? Those are the days when you could just write something on a piece of paper, hand it to a guy, he would typeset it and print it, and people would hand those out to people. Those were the days. F technology. F it. We don't need it. Welcome back to the Amish Today Show. I'm Jack Blood, your host, the Jack Blood Show. Joining us is Mr. News himself. It's Vinny Eastwood. He broadcasts on American Freedom Radio Network, where he has a board op. He's spoiled and pampered over there. And I have to do it myself. Wait a minute. That's what I signed up for. That's what I love. That's what I love about my job. Well, I got confused there for a second. Vinny Eastwood just does a fantastic job. What I love about Vinny is that not only does he keep it light, he keeps it real. He's the guy is funny, but he's very positive. I love just keeping it positive. How do you do this? People will say, how do you do this and keep it positive? And really what I'm doing now is just, you know, talking and filling some time till I can find the volume button. Okay. And he's like, man, your show's a train wreck. Jack, I can see him on the thing. I can see the expressions on his face going, man, dude, I'm glad I ain't doing that show. I'm glad I'm in the nice cushy seat at American Freedom Radio. He's Mr. News. He's Vinny Eastwood from New Zealand. Vinny, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jack. Big fan. Great to be here.
That was a messed up intro, if you want to call it that. No, because everything I do, I'm trying to start the second hour. What I do is I have one long continuous recording, and I cut it at the second hour right at the certain spot every day so I can go back and edit it. And you know when you're on Skype and people pop up there, And you see the little, well, they're online. I really don't give a shit if you're online. Don't care. Whoever, I'm talking to you. That's the only one I care who's online right now on Skype. And then it won't let me back up and get my place. And I lost my place. And now the entire show depends upon you. Any pressure in that?
Nah, not really.
How you been, Vinny? I'm sorry about last week. We had Vinny scheduled for last Tuesday. The guy gets up at 3 in the morning, and we were under siege. All of our communications went down, talking about technical difficulties again. It took me a day or two to work out of that, Vinny. It was hard for me to even get back to you and tell you and apologize. So thanks for getting up early for us twice to do the show.
Well, it's now 4:10 in the morning because when you guys have daylight savings, I have to spend it, ship it an hour backwards sort of thing. So, yeah, this is the second time being up at this hour in 7 days, and it's quite exciting.
We were talking, there is a story that concerns, because you live in New Zealand, my friend. And there's a story.
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying about that. You're talking about Argo, right?
They're pissed off.
And what was interesting is you said, oh, yeah, and the politicians obviously have nothing better to do. And you're absolutely right. They have nothing better to do whatsoever.
But I think this is a good thing. I mean, if there's somebody out there that's going to call attention to the fact that Argo or Zero Dark Thirty or all of the films, I guess, this year's Oscars were propaganda and war propaganda, then good. I guess it's better
They're not saying that these are propaganda films. What they're saying is you mentioned New Zealand in a bad light and got all the panty twisted up about it, and that's about it.
I'm trying too hard. I think too much of people. When are you guys going to be absorbed by the Pan-Asian Union and just become part of that government?
Well, I don't know. If you walk down the main street in New Lynn, which is a suburb just across from me, you'll think we're already in some kind of an Asian union. And it occurs to me that we've got this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which is going to lock the whole country into it. And, you know, the funny thing is about New Zealand is that a whole bunch of people signed petitions in order to call a referendum for the government to get out of these Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreements. And another whole bunch of petitions, I think nearly 400,000 of which in a country of 4 million people, not an easy task to get sorted. Against state asset sales. We're now selling all our power companies and things like that to foreigners, and the government thinks that's just great. The people don't want it, but they're going to do it anyway because, hey, it's a non-binding referenda. We don't give a frack what you think, and we don't care at all about what the people want. That's the basic mentality.
Is anyone fighting back, though? I mean, we saw in Ireland, they fought the referendum of the EU pretty hard. They did end up losing to some extent. And Southern Ireland is the only free part of Ireland. The rest of it is the UK. So, again, regional government, empire, and then world government. So they did fight. I thought they fought pretty hard. I know Yugoslavia, I think, is another one, or Czechoslovakia. They fought back a little bit on the referendum. How about you guys? You're just about there.
Well, just with referendums in New Zealand, you've got to collect at least 300,000 signatures in order to even be considered to be a referendum. And then if the referendum goes ahead, what they do is they send out a piece of paper to every household and with a simple question, do you want or do you not want such and such, right? And then people go yes or no. Then the government takes a look at the results. Okay, the whole country said no. Let's do it anyway. That's how it works in New Zealand.
Right, but what are the people? Is it getting news? Are they talking about it? I know here if they actually came out and said that we're going to be in the North American Union. They deny it. They're following the EU model, Vinny, because just deny it till you're already in it and then announce it as a happy thing. But here, if they really told people what was going on, there would be definitely a revolt.
Oh, people are getting really, really ticked off about it. The problem is there's nothing they can do about it, okay? And that's what I find very interesting about tyranny is that no matter how nicely you say it and no matter how angrily you say it, you still get what you don't want anyway because you don't have enough guns to force them to do what you want.
Which is, again, why they have to trick people to beg for it, and that's the Brave New World version versus the 1984 version. Speaking of 1984, though, I don't remember flying death robots. Well, they had choppers to chop off your head, But I don't remember flying death robots in either of those books. I guess that's science fiction. That is a crazy thing.
New Zealand's now equipping its police with drones in order to catch criminals and things like that. And everybody thinks it's wonderful.
The little bird drones, the little ones, or...
Yeah. There's the little ones. You know, oh my God! What the hell is that?
That's a.
They're not gonna be like the real high tech, awesome ones that you got in the States that are the shape and size of a hummingbird, though. They're gonna just be, you know, cheap, nasty kind of four multi prop things that you can get in any toy store.
The ones I could take out with my shotguns are fine. You know, you make an interesting point there because now. That the establishment, now that the powers that be are using all these robots, these flying robots, we're not allowed to have them. Now, all of a sudden, any kind of remote control planes or helicopters, they're trying to ban them.
That's not a good idea, I don't think. A friend of mine, we just bought a couple of these little GoPro cameras, and we're showing it on the webcam here. And they're light enough and compact enough that you can actually attach them to some of these mini drones. And yeah. On my cell phone, you can get an Android app that allows you to connect to the GoPro camera wirelessly. So you can fly a drone above you at a protest and correct the camera angles on your cell phone.
And the best part about that is you can even feed that wireless, so you're getting a live feed online. So if anything happens, it's already out.
Yeah, exactly. A friend of mine just told me that he wants me to remove a whole bunch of videos and stuff that I did for him because he's afraid that they'll come after him or something like that. And I said to him, look, dude, the video's only got like 500 hits tops, okay? They're not going to come after somebody who's gotten 500 hits, no matter how damaging, no matter how credible they are. Well, if it's not an overblowing thing, right? It's covered under omission and... I said something to them. First, they omit what you say, and if they can't omit what you're saying, if you've got too much coverage, then they'll start demonizing you and attacking you. And if that doesn't work, then they'll have to start intimidating you. And if that doesn't work, then they'll start thinking about killing you, okay? And I said, bro, you're not even past stage one. You're still in the omission stage. You've got nothing to worry about.
Well, I've got a little show, and I've had more than a few things to worry about over the years. It seems when you do investigative reporting and start digging where you're not supposed to, you can find the apocalypse will happen real quick. And so technology is a double-edged sword, right? So we could use the technology to defend ourselves. We can use the technology to get the truth out, to, you know, protect ourselves against police and military abuse, et cetera, on and on. But at the same time, you know, we're filming cops in Austin, Texas. They have Peaceful Streets Projects, which goes out and films arrests so that people can have some record of that won't get lost conveniently if something goes wrong for those people. But at the same time, you know, here's technology also enslaving us. Is it time to just throw the baby out with the bathwater? I'm okay with not having an iPhone. I'm okay with not having a lot of these toys or even my own drones, as long as they don't have them. Can we make that deal eventually?
I don't know. I don't think you can go back. You can only go forwards. And it comes down to really a simple choice. Do you want to live back in the day in an Indian culture, teepee village, you know, what was it? Chief Sitting Bull, I think he said, when the white man came, we were all going fishing all day, and the women would take care of the children. And then when we would come back, the women would cook our dinner, and we would make love all night. Only the white man is stupid enough to think he can improve on that. And I thought that was actually really quite brilliant, because if you don't have something else, you don't really miss it, okay? Like, if PlayStation was never invented, you'd never miss PlayStation, even no matter how addicted you were to it. If it wasn't there, it wasn't there. I'm sure people always find ways to entertain themselves and have fun and communicate on different levels without technology. I mean, I remember when elder people talking to me about when TV first turned up, and how it was only one channel and it was kind of fuzzy and there wasn't a wide selection of programs or anything like that. But they were absolutely enthralled, absolutely entranced by it. And it just goes to show you, it just as long as something's new to you, it appears really advanced. So I don't know. Honestly,
yeah, I can't think of one case where we put the genie back in the bottle. I can't, but there has to be some protection for abuse of technology. And I have in the past, just to give people solutions, suggested a rotating citizens panel to watch out for what DARPA is doing with the technology, because it's your money funding it. You have every right to know what it is. In the case of these drones, I think we need to, you know, have full disclosure here. Well, oh, that's right. We have the most transparent government in the history of the country, allegedly. So
I tend to think that the CIA needs to go back to its roots and give Stinger missiles to the average citizen.
Yeah. Well, as long as we're Al-Qaeda or something. But this is what I've been saying for years, because I learned growing up with technology and going to school for it, Vinny, that, you know, technology is a double-edged sword, they keep saying. And it's no, it goes where it's funded. It really does. So if, you know, technology is going to be abused from space, what's even in space? I mean, we're just talking about flying death robots here, you know, thousands of feet over our head. Oh, up in space, there is massive surveillance. I tend to believe now they've perfected some form of death laser. You know, who knows? They've got nuclear armaments up there. It's going to be a war in space if China keeps going on the path that they're going, and then other countries evolve into space technology, which is, I guess, one of the things Iran has been trying to do. So is it a double-edged sword, or is it, you know, what are we told about medicine and science, how wonderful it is and how good it is for us, and we see how many people that kills every day. I don't know how to put the genie back in the bottle. You live in New Zealand in World War II. We just heard, and I haven't got you on the record on this, Vinny, that we found out that New Zealand and the United States were practicing doing fake tsunamis. And there's science and there's technology. Here I am.
Yeah, they were testing them on the Whangaparoa Peninsula, not 20 kilometers from where I am. And I was shocked to hear about this. And, of course, it only comes out, like, what are we, 60 years later
now? Yeah, right.
Okay? And
we're not doing that anymore, don't worry.
Technology. It's not just a double-edged sword. It's a cat of nine tails, okay? It can be hurled once and whip you nine times, right? This is the scary part. Do you know what's being developed? Do you know who's funding it? Do you know why it's being developed? And do you know what the background on these people are? And 99% of the cases in terms of technology being released to the public, people don't have a freaking clue. No idea whatsoever. And I believe it was Einstein that said that once technology surpasses the average person's ability to understand how that technology works and how it got there, you'll wind up with a nation of idiots. And by George, do we have it. We've got a nation of idiots. So if anything, we shouldn't necessarily be curtailing the development of technology. We should instead be advancing humans' actual understanding of what technology is, the relationships we have with it, and how it's being used. Because it's just like any political arena, I think. If people have no idea what the politicians are talking about, and they can easily be manipulated and herded into category A, false left-right paradigm, or whatever. And I feel that technology frees us if we use it for freedom, and it enslaves us if we use it for enslavement. So, for instance, right now, even 10, 15 years ago, what we're doing right now with a video Skype call and broadcasting live on internet radio was barely possible, if possible at all. And I find that this is really the ultimate in freedom right here, is being able to speak with no FCC regulations, and we are recording it ourselves, we are publishing it ourselves on our own websites. This is the element of freedom that really technology, I believe, is supposed to do. It's supposed to serve humankind in its endeavors to improve the world. And unfortunately, there's certain people out there who don't want technology to be used to improve the world. They want to use it to prevent people like us from doing so instead. That's the danger, not the technology. Kind of like a gun. Gun can't kill somebody. You know, you put a gun down on the table and you go, ah, hoi-ya, and try to scare it. It's not going to shoot you unless you pick it up.
Well, if you got a hair trigger. Vinny, I got to say, I'd like you to comment on the Rand Paul filibuster, because I know it's made news over there. But I have a suspicion that you would have no problem going 13 hours, buddy. I think you could do 14, 15, 16 hours. I have that kind of confidence in you. Because I think the last filibuster you did here in the last this segment you just finished up on was fantastic. I mean, good for you. What was your... He's going, what now? What was your opinion?
Just ask my girlfriend if I could last longer than 13 hours.
Sweet. Well, that's your problem. I like to get... I like to just get the job done. I go in there with one purpose and one purpose only. And, you know what? Now you almost took me down that road. I caught myself. What is, because that was good. What was the opinion of New Zealanders? Did this news reach the average New Zealander of the drone filibuster, or do you have to be plugged into the news?
Didn't even reach him.
Yeah.
Didn't even reach him.
Do they care about American politics at all? You would have think that they might, since it does tend to, I don't know, weigh on your prospects for freedom there in some capacity, right? So this is a guy who could be president, Rand Paul. He's going to be running for president in 2016. You'd think there'd be some interest, but apparently no. Here in America, it's been all the talk for the last week, and we're giving Rand a few kudos on that because he's separated the wheat from the chaff. He has gotten the MSNBC types to back drones because they're so heavily worshipful of Mr. Obama. He's gotten the Fox News people to say drones are bad. He's gotten O'Reilly to show his true colors, McCain to show his true colors. These are politicians here at Vinny in America that are just absolute scumbags. He's called these guys out. He's gotten famous liberal actors and actresses calling out the entire Democratic Party and the progressive movement in general for not joining him on the floor. And he's raised his stature so much. But what was your opinion? I know you watched it because you're in the news. What did you get out of it?
Well, see, I didn't actually watch it. But I did talk with Suzanne Posel of Occupy Corporatism about it. And she told me that while Rand Paul was doing this 13-hour filibuster, the House Appropriations Committee was committing approval for funding, extra funding, to Planned Parenthood, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Homeland Security. So while one man was saying, "Ooh, we don't want drones to be killing Americans," the House Appropriations Committee, which I find is very ironic because their behavior is relatively inappropriate in my considered opinion, they are giving money to Planned Parenthood, which kills black babies, the Department of Defense, which kills everybody's babies, and the Department of Homeland Security, which kills everybody's freedom.
Yeah.
And then Rand Paul's success on this is to say that they won't kill people with drones unless they are actually being combative or armed, resisting or something like that. Okay? And they tout that as a big success. But then again, you have a look at all these definitions. And what do they actually mean by this? What do they mean by enemy combatant? What do they mean by somebody who's fighting back? What do they mean? And the understanding is, hey, they could mean anything. So they haven't really changed a damn thing. Apart from really distract people from the huge increases in funding to Planned Parenthood, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Homeland Security. And on the New Zealand side of things, let me put it like this. This is how the New Zealand media works. When the asset sales are going through, okay, which is like the biggest issue, and New Zealanders are really hyped up about it, the front page story for 4 straight days, right when the government has decided that they're going to sell these asset sales, is about a shark attack victim. They are even right. Interviewing the guy's friends,
weapons of mass distraction,
who are testifying,
buddy,
that they had a beer with him the last time they saw him. Okay, like that is more important to the New Zealand media than anything, considering the last shark attack we had in New Zealand that killed somebody happened in 1976.
The numbers are so low on that, but we are easily sucked into these weapons of mass distraction here. We live off that. That is our that's our diet soda, I guess, here in the United States. We were talking about Bloomberg soda bans earlier today, and that's, I guess, something that could be banned. It's junk food for the mind, but it's also distractions. And we remember before, you know, 9/11 happened, we had that Chandra Levy, man. It is nothing but this Chandra Levy. She was an aide to a congressman. She wound up dead. And that's all you heard about. Any clue that 9/11 could have been coming would have been just buried by that. And then baby Bush Jr. was in some kind of a war with China. They had taken some of our people. We were trying to get them back. That was Argo for China in those days. And there were so many distractions. When you look back on it, you say, well, whoever planned this really kept people off the ball leading up to that so they wouldn't see any signs whatsoever. And now that's you're right about that. Well, then again, here we are. And on the internet, what do you think about internet being censored, internet being taken over? I know you guys don't care about Obama at all. I don't even know who he is in New Zealand, as you just said. It just doesn't occur to you.
Oh, no. We've even got New Zealanders rolling around with Obama 08 bumper stickers.
How do you do an American show from New Zealand? And, you know, again, well, you've got to, because I get incensed a lot of times by my neighbors, by the people on the street, and that's why I cover some of the things I do, because I know people here are talking about it. So you've got to do a little extra homework. Obama, in his State of the Union, or the STFU, as I call it, said, I signed an executive order to put through CISPA, that is a control of the internet for cybersecurity, even though you, the people, said no to that. And the houses voted it down. I've executive ordered this thing. And then the next day, I think there were several attacks by Anonymous in China on, you know, various military and State Department agencies. We're there. I mean, we are there. This year, I'll get to the Queen dying and Prince Charles becoming king here in a second. There's a lot of things we predicted. I predicted Hugo Chavez would die this year. I think because he was already dead last year. It was easy to predict. And the other thing is that we're going to have not the big one, not the Internet Pearl Harbor, not the Internet Patriot Act per se this year, but they are going to take huge leaps and bounds into our free speech on the Internet and then private property on the Internet in some respects. We saw this happen with radio 100 years ago. What are you doing and what are we doing to prepare for this?
Prepare for what exactly?
Oh, okay.
Internet censorship.
Yeah, internet censorship. Let me break it down for you, Vinny. We're not going to be allowed to broadcast this show. We're not going to be allowed to, you know, swear. We're not going to be... I mean, we'll just look at radio and TV and apply it to the internet. Property is going to be bought up, and it's going to be controlled. It's going to be the public internet waves that we must protect the children from. They'll use porn. They'll use terrorism. They'll use people like you and me to be cataclysm to completely take control of it. If you do something wrong on your website, that website is gone. You are now on probation for a certain amount of time. In fact, if we look at like TV and radio, the airspace, the property is controlled by billionaires because it's so expensive to get that beachfront property to even get in front of the people. This is eventually where they want to go, and copyright issues are going to be huge. If I steal somebody's story or don't mention them the right way and they're in the mainstream media, they can sue me. I don't have any lawyers. Again, my website's gone. If I have some kind of a virus, they say, and I'm polluting the internet with it, I'm gone. So did that pretty much get you? Does that answer your question? I mean, these are the things we're up against.
Yeah. What do you say to something like that? I guess there's nothing you can say because they'll shut you down.
Okay, but let's go back again to the 1920s or something. Radio was free. You could broadcast. You could go get a station, put up the transmitter, and you could broadcast, you know, from Seattle to Mexico with the Wolfman Jack or whatever. It'll never happen, Vinny. I know they were back there going, oh, whatever. How are you going to control radio? It'll never happen. And now we've got the FCC and the radio police. This is going to happen to the internet. So, yeah, again, what is the strategy, in your opinion, to stop it?
Well, I don't know. That's the problem. What I do understand is that as a member of the media, it's not our job to solve the problems anyway. It's our job to simply say that these problems exist and let people know what's going on and let the people come up with the problems, because we've got to keep going on, and the very next broadcast, the very next day, there's a whole bunch of new shit coming down on everybody, isn't there? So in terms of how do you protect your internet freedom, well, there's a number of different ways. Firstly, there's a bunch of hackers that are going to be launching their own satellite, I heard, to create their own media internet/network outside of the main corporate control grid. And I understand that there's a great voluntaristic sort of aspect to this, where many people could donate to a particular cause for a free internet. But of course, then they'll get attacked by the government and they'll get shut down. And then there's lobbyists that you can appoint to go into the government buildings, lobby on behalf of the people, writing submissions and going to these really boring meetings with these people that smell like formaldehyde. I don't know what it is about being a politician, but it makes you stale and crusty, you know? You know what I'm saying? You lose all your personality. You stop being a human being. You become robotic. And I don't know. I wonder if an EMP wave would work on these people. I don't know. I mean,
fighting fire with fire. We're kind of back to, you know, taking pictures of them because they're taking pictures of us. And this is why, I mean, I know people, going back to that technology question, and that was totally organic, right? We didn't have any of that planned, or any of this is all organic with Vinnie Eastwood today, and that is the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. To find out, go back, look at his interviews, check out all the people he's connected with. He's got humor sections if you want to get a good laugh and listen to him on American Freedom Radio. I still think one of the greatest radio networks out there, where they actually have board ops. But, you know, I didn't want to get into all this technology. First of all, I'm doing a thing with James Corbett at 6 o'clock, and I've got to answer some of these technology questions because he's doing a big piece on it, and I've got certain ideas myself. But I really think it's not that old hippie question. We just go to a commune and we'll just live off the land and ignore that there's technology. I'm not going there. I'm not even cursing or damning technology as a whole. I just don't think it's healthy to be so reliant on it and to have it be such a huge part of our lives. It's very, very dangerous. You mentioned, you know, I'm old enough, sorry, to remember when there was nothing on TV. There were three channels, maybe four if you counted PBS. There was no Fox News. There's no Fox Channel at that time. And when you were a kid, man, other than Saturday mornings, there's nothing on TV. You know, maybe you watch a basketball game or a baseball game, but you were outside. You were outside playing. You were getting life experiences and social experiences, and you weren't sitting, you know, burning your eyeballs out behind a keyboard. So I don't want to put the genie back in the bottle. I just don't want the genie to consume us, and, you know, we'll have children in three generations with no eyeballs and no ears and just plugged into machines, little walking drones. I think it's extremely dangerous, and I think there needs to be a solution because this is a way we communicate with the internet. If it hasn't been for the internet for the last 20 years, where would we be? Is there anything more important than protecting it at this point?
It's changed everything, you know? I mean, getting rid of internet freedom is like getting rid of oxygen and expecting the human race to just deal with it. That's how important this
For $400 an hour, I can get on the big station on the weekend here. So if I just had that $400 an hour, I could go back in time to be on the radio again. The first time I say something, which I'm going to say every day on this show, they won't even take my money at that point. It'll just be over with. Vinnie Eastwood is with us. We're going to take a very quick break and come back more with Vinnie Eastwood from the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. I'm Jack Blood. Stay with us.
Song is that remembered at random serpentine, through fatty coils emerging. Some other thought it's thinking. This light shines above the houses on the ground. This illumination visited upon the whole land. Unmarked helicopters hovering. The Lord is coming soon. Supercopter, here comes the noise it makes. The demon was an idea, the demon is awake. Well, scratch mark left across the surface of your mind. This hour now upon us, the hour is now arrived. On Mars helicopters hovering. The Lord is coming soon. They said it was
whole shebang. I know the names of the men they had to hang. That's after the trials, of course. Well, first we'll do an enhanced interrogation on them. And there'll be a trial. We'll give them truth serum. That's what they've done with James Holmes, the alleged shooter in Aurora, Colorado. Which is because what's up is down. It's Alice in Wonderland. What's right is left. What's black is white. It's actually a lie serum. They've given him the lie serum. Do they need to give James Holmes any more drugs? Wasn't it drugs that started this whole thing to begin with? Let's give him some more drugs and then let him testify on his own behalf. What's that, Fifth Amendment? No, I never heard of it. That's what we're doing, and that's the wonderful world we live in. Welcome back to the Jack Blood Show. I am he. Vinny Eastwood is with us, Mr. News from New Zealand, the Vinny Eastwood Show, and that is on Monday through Friday. Vinny, you're on, remind me again, you're on at like 2, 3, 4 o'clock here?
5 till 7 Central, 6 till 8 Eastern, 3 till 5 Pacific, local time in New Zealand, 11 till 1 p.m., and I think it's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
And your archives are free at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com or American Freedom Radio, where they not only have board ops, but they archive your shows for you. It's a crazy thing.
I archive my own shows as well, and you can get, what's it called, ad-free audio archives as well, because I do this full-time. And I'm the only one in New Zealand really doing it, you know, doing 5 days a week of full-on talk radio, getting the truth out there, interviewing people that freaking matter, that are talking about things that are real. And I need support from the public in order to do it. So if anybody's listening in and they want to support, you know, the thunder from down under... Go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and click on the donate.
Vinny, I have a lot of listeners in New Zealand. It's amazing sometimes. And not just there, but Australia and all over the world. I think there's really something going on over there. Maybe I'd go move there.
Jack, it's not a choice. It's a lack of options, all right? In New Zealand, there ain't no options of people to listen to about real content. And most New Zealanders are like I was. There's nothing to really listen to here about New Zealand. There's plenty to listen to. Most New Zealanders know a hell of a lot more about what's going on in the States because of shows like yours than they do about what's happening in their own backyard.
I've been accused here during the show of, let's see, now we're at the point where if somebody attacks you, that it is immoral to attack them back, like this would be stooping to their level, quote-unquote. This is contradictory, altruistic, selfless, dichotomous, liberal crap. I can't handle any more of it. I don't know if I was doing that. I'm just saying that we need to think about these things. You know, a lot of people, when I put things out and I say earlier, I said, you know, I'm the nanny talk show host. I want to ban high fructose corn syrup instead of banning, you know, Coca-Cola or whatever. And people got my back for that. Now I'm bringing up the concept of spying on them because they're spying on us, or shooting at them because they shoot at us, should somehow maybe be debated before we go off half-cocked. I like to go off full-cocked, usually, when I cock, you know? Did you pick that up? Was I spewing altruistic, selfless, dichotomous, liberal crap?
As it were, yes.
Damn, I hate it when I do that. I'm recovering.
What's the worst that can happen? And it reminds me of something Frank Zappa said. It's just words. They're only words. And I think it's once you take action that things really matter. And what David Icke's been saying recently, I saw a video. He's like, walk the talk or shut the fuck up.
It's just right. Like, okay, but David Icke actually, we had to put some people together, and we're going to design some kind of a reptilian eating video game. This is 10, 12 years ago, and he and his wife said, no, that would be violent. We don't want to encourage violence, and believe he subscribes to the eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, the Gandhi phrase. I want to. See, I'm the guy that... I'm not violent. I'm never violent until you come to my house and you get violent with me. And then I have one quick second to think how to, you know, not be violent back before I am pretty much violent. that point. So I try to restrain myself. I think the world would do a little better if it all tried to restrain itself instead of the first thing you do is, you know, you're going off again half-cocked here. You're just shooting first and asking questions later. Isn't that a big problem here? Isn't that what we don't like about the police and the military? What are they doing? They're supposed to be protecting us. That's their excuse. Their excuse is they're not doing this because they're violent psychopaths. They're doing this for your safety.
Yeah, well, I think you've got to understand the difference between your enemy and yourself. If you don't understand the difference, hey, how are you sure that you won't be turned into your the
That's
own enemy that
so
you
true.
Got into this movement in order to fight against in the first place? I mean, there's so many people in this movement who have really just kind of gone off the deep end. It's really got to them. I don't think this will ever happen to me because I'm constantly doing two things. Number one, trying to find the lighter side of genocide. You know, just because we're all going to be exterminated doesn't mean I can't have a few laughs about it. And secondly, constantly question myself. You know what? Have I turned into the bad guy today? Was that a bit rude of me? Am I being a bit arrogant? Am I just kind of blindly following this person over here or something like that?
Right.
Because I'm constantly questioning myself and constantly amusing myself, I don't think I'll turn into the bad guy anytime soon or in the future. Most people don't have that skill. Most people don't have the humility that it takes to have a little bit of self-reflection on occasion.
Are you saying that you are more humble than more... You are more skillful and more humble than most people. Is that what you're saying?
Straight up.
You do realize the... Okay.
Hey.
It's a little bit of... Okay. I think
it's not hypocrisy. It's called being a complex organism.
Okay. See? I knew there would be an excuse for that. Happy 70th birthday, Mitt Romney, today. Did you know he was 70 years old? Does he look 70?
I don't know. He must be bathing in the blood of small children on a nightly basis.
That has not helped Queen Lizard. The question's now, she was hospitalized. She's fighting off some kind of an illness. It's been going for 11 days. She's been forced to go hide. The bathing in baby's blood and the eating of human veal has not helped her. It looks like she's ready to go. What does that mean, if anything?
I don't know. Maybe somebody's trying to bump her off within the royal family or something like that, you know? Maybe somebody's thirsting for power of their own. Who knows?
Well, she is, you know, 86 years old at some point. I know she's been, had a lot of life extension and whatnot, but at some point, you know, she's going to be incompetent. You really hit on something there because that's how they used to do it back in the old days, the Roman days, right? You'd kill your father and your mother and your brother and your cousin and anyone that could be in front of you as an heir to the throne. And you got to, I guess, at least give Charles some credit for not bumping her off sooner. He took out his wife. He took out his own wife. He just didn't. He's scared of his mummy, I think is what it is, and his daddy.
Well, see, now it works the same way in corporate America, doesn't it? You know, if three of you are up for promotion and one of them's a psychopath, that psychopath sabotages the other two and presents himself as the savior. And isn't that the same corporate structure that we've got in every government, every government department or anything like that? Just the whole liberty principle that people talk about, you know, the non-aggression principle, it's just gone right the frack out the window, and it's really sad to see. Why is it that I cannot just live my life without people trying to mess with me? You know, it's none of your business. I'm not getting in your face, yet you tend to have this mentality that everything that I do is based on your permission structure, your fake legislation and BS that you put out here. Look, we're innocent of these crimes that you claim that we're falling on. I mean, you know, take the war on drugs, marijuana. How many people have that killed all throughout history in 10,000 years of recorded use? None. Illegal. It doesn't make any freaking sense.
Well, listen,
unless you're a crazy, sinister, sociopathic scumbag. In which case, the world suddenly becomes a whole lot more logical if you're thinking about it like an evil person. And I think that's people's problem. They're too nice. They're too good. They haven't been messed around enough yet in order to see the big picture. I've been in handcuffs. I've had the cops lie in court about me. I've seen these things happen, and it makes me aware. And here's the thing about being scammed.
Well, they'll get to you all eventually. I don't want you all to worry that you haven't been messed up or imprisoned or tortured. Don't worry. Your turn is coming. Let's go ahead and have a little imagination and get there before it's too late. But let me cut you off there because we're running out of time. Henry Kissinger has also been sick. And we're now wondering if there was some tainted baby's blood or something out there because all these guys are getting sick. No, they're getting old. And David Rockefeller will be dying pretty soon, allegedly. And Jay Rockefeller is retiring from the Senate. And, you know, we're just seeing a lot of these guys getting old. And I think I was talking to William Engel about this. And I said, well, who's going to take their place here? And he said, well, that's why they're still in power, because there is no one, because of the education system, because of how much they've dumbed everyone down. Even their successors are too stupid to take control of the wheel, and that's why they've been hanging on to it with a death grip ever since. But there's also something bigger going on here. The Pope, first Pope in 600 years to retire, okay, be the Pope Emeritus. Queen Beatrix has stepped down, and that is the Queen, the House of Orange, the Queen of the Netherlands, way more powerful, let's just say she's Shell Oil, way more powerful than people know, and that's how you know she's super powerful. She is the heir to the throne. Her son, her father started the Bilderberg Group. She's stepping down. Queen Lizard looks like she'll be stepping down. The Pope, the Queen Beatrix, Queen Lizard, probably the three most powerful figureheads in the world, all going away. Is there something more sinister going on here? Is there a force changing of the guard by the underlings, the inheritors, as you might have insinuated earlier?
You know, that's a good point. I never thought about it like that. Power struggles. Well, how do power struggles work traditionally throughout history? Either somebody's taking out the one who's got the power and then seizing it for themselves, or the person who had all the power and all the intelligence dies, and the subsequent society and ineptitude of the people that they've left behind and the society that they've created wind up destroying everything that they built over their entire life in one generation, and you wind up back to zero.
I think there is a massive, this I guess what we would call the new world order, the newest world order, that you raise these little beasts, you mind controlled them, you have compartmentalized them to become psychopathic serial killers, and now they're turning on you.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's like an Oedipus complex, isn't it? They're trying to really hoard all the love for themselves by messing over those that gave life to them. It's really sick, isn't it?
Well, you just made me think of Barbara Bush in a not healthy way. So, yes, it is a little sick. But that's me.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Oh, and then that reminds me of the Bill Hicks caricature of the Bushes and Rush Limbaugh in the bathtub. You guys can look that up. Because as much as I can get away with here on this podcast, I could not get away with that. So look what, that's just me, though, because I'm a sick individual. But no, that's what you're talking about, the Oedipus complex, to kill your father and F your mother. And, well, I think it's kill the mother and the father, take them over. Well, what's going on with our youth today? Well, there must be something in the harp. Kill your parents. Kill authority.
Well, it's death culture. And apparently, back throughout history, at the time when the youth start getting into death and destruction, like Rome had the games in the Colosseum, where they see people ripped apart by lions and things like that, this only comes about towards the end of an empire. It doesn't happen at the beginning. It doesn't happen in the middle. It happens at the end. So if we're out there all playing our violent video games, watching all these violent movies and seeing nothing but violence on the news and things like that, it just smacks to me that the whatever massive New World Order empire has been built up is about to come crashing down big time. And we heard, was it last year, I think, Jax, just a massive raft of resignations from high level banking heads and things like that. Something like 500.
Some of that is just crap. I mean, the middle managers generally get thrown to the wolves, like Bernie Madoff or something, and then people get all excited and say, I mean, this is what Iran has arrested some bankers or put them to death for stealing a couple of billion dollars, but still Goldman Sachs has an office in Tehran. You know, I love to get excited about these kinds of things, though I have to keep myself in check because I've seen so much disinformation come out. They've overthrown the bankers today. We're free. It's like, I don't feel free completely. Yeah, none are so enslaved and believe they are free, I guess. But there is definitely a changing of the guard. And I don't know, we're not going to be getting a bunch of, you know, Ron Pauls or something in there, or a bunch of Vinnie Eastwoods. They're not going to be taking over anytime soon.
Yeah.
I tend to believe these people are going to be worse. Much, much worse.
Yeah. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And I had this idea of a sci-fi movie where there's a new currency emerges and it's called Scumbaggery, where the amount of credit you have in your bank account is actually directly proportional to the amount of scumbaggery you commit while you're alive. And in order to, obtain power or wealth or something like that, you have to commit evil acts and atrocities. What kind of evil, atrocious scumbags are out there with the gusto and the support to take over the global control network? Any names spring to mind? Other than, you know, Rockefellers, the big new Brzezinski, and Rothschild, and all of these other assorted...
Hillary Clinton, I think, has been passed the baton, the torch, I guess we should say, by Henry Kissinger. We could follow up on that maybe tomorrow or next time you're on, Vinny. It's been a real pleasure having you. You're so easy to talk to, and I think you definitely kicked my butt today. And this one goes in your win column, buddy. Anything else you want to add to the show? Because we do got to get out of here. I'll say again, your website is thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. You're also tied in with Guerrilla Media. Anything you want to plug or anything, any important message you want to pass along before we get you lost here?
Well, I wanted to express my support for Suzanne Posel. She's been falling under a lot of attacks lately by her previous partner in crime, Mr. Pete Santilli, and she's really freaking out about it and is quite distressed. You know, she's a mother with kids, and there's all this stuff working on in the background that Pete's going to do to her and this kind of stuff. And I'm really...
You guys have a YouTube about that, and that's one of the reasons I had you on, is I was really happy to hear you being loyal and sticking up for Danny Romero at your network, American Freedom Radio, because a lot of people have attacked him over the years and really put him through the ringer. I know that whole family like they are my own relations. and I just really appreciate and respect you for sticking up for him and getting his back as well. Listen, go to your website or go to your Facebook page, Vinnie Eastwood, and you guys can catch up on some of this inner political drama, I guess, it's going on. And we'll give all these people my best. All right, Vinny? Best to you.
Thanks, man.
Best to you and them, as they often say in New Orleans. Them, that's your family. There he goes, Vinnie Eastwood.